Greetings and welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
In many ways, what we are talking about on the Beacon Broadcast these days in Romans chapter 3 and 4 is the very heart of the gospel. The doctrine of justification is at the very center of the way that God saves sinners. And the Bible insists that justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And the alone is vitally important to a proper understanding of justification as presented in the Bible. There are those who will say that justification is by grace, but they will say it's not by grace alone. It's by grace plus human merit of one kind or another. And likewise, there are those who will say justification is by faith. We agree with that. But then again, they will not say it is by faith alone. They will say it is by faith plus other things. And similarly, there are those who will agree that justification is by Christ, by grace alone, through faith alone in Christ. Or that they will say it is by grace through faith in Christ, but they will not say it is by grace alone, through faith alone in Christ alone. They will not even say it is by grace through faith in Christ alone. They will say it is by grace through faith in Christ. That is what Christ did, plus what we do, added to what Christ did. And so it is vitally important that we keep coming back to this. Justification is by grace and grace alone. It is by faith and faith alone. It is by Christ and Christ alone. And that is what the Bible continually teaches us about the doctrine of justification. And justification, I tell you again, is at the very heart of the gospel. You've got to understand the doctrine of justification, or you will never understand the gospel. Now, the Apostle Paul is illustrating that from the life of Abraham and then from the life of David in Romans chapter 4. And I'm going to read the first five verses which pertain to Abraham. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, his wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as what is due. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, Paul is telling us that work incurs a debt. If justification is in whole or part based upon man's work, then as soon as man does the required work, he has obligated God. He has put God in his debt. Now God owes him something. And dear friends, if God owes you something, then obviously salvation is not by grace, it is by merit. Grace means unmerited favor. Grace means a gift. And a gift is not based upon obligation, or it's not a gift. If it's required, it's not a gift. It is wages. It is the discharge of a debt. It is a reward for something that has been done, an exchange. A gift, if it is truly a gift, has to be totally without any requirements whatsoever. And that's what he's telling us here, that work incurs a debt and that grace is the opposite of reward. Back again to verse 5, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is reckoned as righteousness. There is a mountain of important theology in that verse that I just read, Romans 4:5. I'm going to read it again. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. That verse could adequately supply a preaching text for a month, I'm sure, at least. But what Paul is saying here is something like this. If a promise is made gratuitously, that is, it is grace, and if the one to whom the promise is made believes the promise and receives the promised gift, that arrangement is not a debt, but it is grace. And he's simply saying justification is of this nature. It's not the nature of a work that incurs a debt and makes God indebted to give us something because we met the requirement. It is rather that which is gratuitous. God makes a promise. We believe the promise and therefore receive what was promised. And that arrangement is not a debt, but it is grace. It is a gift. It is not debt. It is not an exchange. It is not God giving us something in exchange for something that we have given to him. It is not God rewarding us for something that he required and we met the requirement. But it is grace. It is free grace. It is grace that is given by God and it is received by faith. That is, by believing the word of God, believing God's promise. And therefore, the righteousness that is required in order for us to stand justified before God is an imputed righteousness which God imputes to the believing sinner, and it is imputed not on the basis of works, not on the basis of merit, not on the basis of debt, but entirely on the basis of grace. Grace, grace, grace. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Gift, gift, gift. And I don't know how many other ways we can state these things, but this is exactly the heart of the matter. And it is important that we understand this and that we have clear categories in our mind when we use these words and that we do not play mental tricks with these words and take a word that means free and turn it into something which means obligation. Take a word that means gift and turn it into something which means meritorious reward, as our minds are very capable of doing and often do. It's amazing how many people can use the vocabulary of grace, but in their minds they have still changed it into the vocabulary, into the definition, into the concept, I guess I should say, of works, of merit, of reward, rather than a free gift. It is absolutely amazing how the human mind, the sinful human mind, the fallen human mind, the human mind that is possessed by men and women as descendants of fallen Adam, it's amazing how this mind can just play tricks and twist and distort the meaning of simple words into something that is entirely opposite what is intended. So back now to Romans 4:5, and I'm going to go through this verse and try to explain these concepts as quickly and simply as I can. It starts out by saying, but to the one who does not work. We're talking now about justification, how men are made righteous before God. And this is as plain and simple as it can be. It is to the one who does not work. Whatever works are involved in the life of a Christian, and believe me, works are involved in the life of a Christian, but whatever works are involved, it has nothing to do with our justification. It has nothing to do with the way that we become righteous before God. Understand that. Put it down. Nail it down. Mark it down, and mark it well. But to the one who does not work, but believes. That's the opposite of work. If you work, you earn a wage. You incur a debt. If you simply believe the promise of God, then you receive a free gift. So, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly. You see, that's the point. God justifies the ungodly. Now, what men tend to do with that is to think that God rewards the godly. But the Bible tells us that God justifies the ungodly. When God justifies us, what are we? Godly or ungodly? What are we? Righteous or unrighteous? What are we? Deserving or undeserving? The heart of man wants to say that God rewards the deserving. God grants entrance into heaven to those who are deserving of it. But the Bible tells us just the opposite. No, no. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly. That's the whole point. God justifies the ungodly. God justifies sinners. God declares sinners righteous. That's amazing. That's astounding. That's the opposite of the thinking of every religion in all the world except biblical Christianity. And the problem is that many people take Christianity and they distort it into the same kind of works-based religion that all the false religions in the world are based upon. But a true understanding of the Christian faith is completely opposite every other religious system in all the world. And this tells us, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned or counted or imputed as righteousness. Not his work, not his merit, not his godliness, not that he has somehow deserved this, and God rewards him because he is deserving. Oh, dear friends, I pray that God will pull the blinders, the scales off the eyes of some of you who still have the idea that you are working your way to heaven, that you are striving to merit salvation, that you are trying to do something to deserve entrance into heaven. And if you do what is required, you will earn it, you will deserve it. And you think that God rewards the deserving by allowing them to go to heaven, and so you are endeavoring to be one of the deserving ones that God lets into heaven. Dear friends, don't you realize that nobody goes to heaven on the basis that they deserve it, and that everyone who attempts to get to heaven that way, everyone who is thinking in those terms, is denied entrance into heaven, precisely because thinking that way blocks you from acknowledging that you are undeserving. And you have to do that. You have to understand and acknowledge that you are undeserving before you will ever receive the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ as a free gift bestowed without any merit, without any deserving it, without any thought that you in any way deserve this whatsoever. It is the free gift of God. But to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Dear friends, justification, biblically understood, justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Don't ever forget it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.